It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
Hi, Fremont family. It's good to be with you on this Next Step Monday as we look back to our resurrection passage in Luke 24. The big idea we saw was this. In the scriptures, our eyes are open to who Christ is and what he came to do. Now, this passage was loaded with irony. So here are these two dejected, defeated, discouraged disciples walking this Emmaus road, and the risen Christ pulls up next to them, and they don't recognize him. So in other words, amidst their darkness, their comfort was nearer than they expected. The one who had the power to put the broken pieces of their heart back together was in their midst, and they didn't recognize him. Now, right, it wasn't that their eyes weren't good. It was that their heart didn't see. They had self-imposed expectations of what Christ came to do, of how he was going to do it, when he was going to do it. And when those expectations didn't match up with theirs, the real Christ was unrecognizable, even though he was right there in their presence. Is that not so true for each of us? Now, they make this really funny statement in 20 and 21. It said, you know, Christ was crucified, but we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. So to them, death and redemption were incompatible, but we know as outside readers, death was the gateway to the redemption. And so the problem was they simply saw themselves as sufferers in need of comfort rather than sinners in need of a savior. So the remedy for that Christ is going to bring to them, he's just going to open the scriptures, which at the time was only the Old Testament. And he probably began in Genesis. He probably went to passages like Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac, probably went to the Passover and Exodus, the tabernacle, the temple, probably went to Numbers, holding up when Moses held up the brazen serpent. He probably went to Psalm 22. He went to the prophets, and he just gave him this probably hour Bible study in the Old Testament saying it all points to me. And when that happened, their hearts burned and eventually they recognized him. I think the encouraging thing for that is he didn't reveal himself through this kind of extraordinary, unrepeatable event. He revealed himself to them through the ordinariness of the scriptures, the very thing that we can turn to. And then once this happened, they had to share this joy with others once they recognized him. In other words, our joy culminates in sharing it with others. We're meant to discover this risen Christ, share our joys and sorrows in community. And so as we think about our response, here's a couple things to think about. Where have you been maybe disillusioned about Christ because he hasn't met your expectations and therefore you've distanced yourself from him? I want to encourage you, go to the scriptures, find this risen Christ. He is there and will reveal himself to you. And second, I would simply say this. Have you been navigating something hard on your own Emmaus road in isolation rather than in community? Right? Even though these two disciples got it a lot wrong, at least they were doing it together, and then they went and found the 11. I would encourage you, we are meant to find Christ in the scriptures, and we're meant to find him with others. So that's my encouragement to you. Have a great week, and I will be praying for you.